USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Congress is not acting as it should, and these guys here are, but we're not getting many Republican votes. This is an emergency.
President Biden speaking at the Brayton Power Plant in Somerset, Massachusetts, discussing climate change. The president once again blaming congressional Republicans for blocking his administration's efforts to address climate change through legislation. The head of the Uvalde, Texas School District Police Department may soon be looking for a new job. There's a board meeting this weekend, and one of the agenda items is the termination of Pete Arriondo. He has already been placed on administrative leave for his handling of the school shooting that ended with 19 students and two teachers dead. Arriondo also served on the Uvalde City Council, but he resigned earlier this month. USA Radio News.
Paid for by Government.com. Have you heard? The 2022 Proof Silver Eagle coin sold out at the U.S. Mint almost immediately, but a recent stash has hit the market. That's right. Brand new 2022 coins in collector quality proof condition. Each 1 ounce pure silver coin bears the iconic W Mint mark for the West Point Mint, rarely seen on coins today. But you must hurry. Only a limited number of these special American Silver Eagles are available. Just call 1-800-895-7267 and you are guaranteed a 2022 W Proof Silver Eagle. These are sold out at the U.S. Mint. You must call now. To learn more, call 1-800-895-7267. If you order now, you'll receive free shipping and a bonus Collector Patriots Pack. Over a $33 value, free with every order. Call 1-800-895-7267 now to secure your new 2022 W American Silver Eagle coins before they are gone. That's 1-800-895-7267.
The cost to buy a home in the United States continues to rise. The median existing home price hit another record in June, rising to $416,000, and sales declined for a fifth straight month as higher interest rates pushed more buyers out of the market. Ukraine's First Lady, Olena Zelenska, is addressing members of Congress. Ukrainian First Lady Olena Zelenska is addressing Congress.
I am asking for weapons. Weapons that would not be used to wage a war on somebody else's land, but to protect one's home and the right to wake up alive in that home. I am asking for air defense systems in order for rockets not to be killed, not to kill children in their strollers.
The United States has sent roughly $7 billion in aid and weapons already to Ukraine. Follow us on Facebook at USA Radio. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As crime increases in big cities across the country, city council members are speaking out.
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time. Now that the push to defund the police and soft on crime DAs has had a chance to work its way into society, the criminal element of America has become emboldened. Record crime is being reported across America. One of the worst crime increase locations in America is New York City. New York City Councilman Republican Joe Borelli on Fox News slams the Democrats for letting this happen and to allow crime to flourish.
Look, I certainly had hope for Mayor Adams. Unfortunately, it is the mindset of the entire Democratic Party that is causing this. It starts with bail reform. It goes into sentencing leniency. It goes into early release programs. It goes into criminalization of police actions. It's from the ending of qualified immunity for police officers, lowering police headcount. All of these things have one similar thing in common. They are all part of declared Democratic Party platform items.
Lance Pry reporting from the USA Radio News West Coast News Bureau. Gas prices are down 3 cents a gallon again. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is down to $4.46 a gallon. Wall Street closing a little bit higher. At the closing bell, the Dow gaining 47 points to close out Wednesday at 31,874. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.